We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Now it is our time to talk to KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. A judge in San Francisco is criticizing federal prosecutors for cutting a plea deal with two suspected drug dealers, saying deporting them without having them spend time behind bars would serve as a great recruiting tool for cartels. So, Phil, I'm just so curious about how this all unfolded, because these plea deals were part of what they were calling a fast-track approach federal prosecutors have been using in cases involving drug dealers and the Tenderloin. So can you explain what that is and why they've been using it?
Yeah, well, we have to roll the tape back just a little bit here, Brett. You know, for years, San Francisco felt like it was dealing with the fentanyl open-air drug dealing on its own, and it wasn't doing a very good job by its own accounting. And part of that was how the prosecution was being handled on the state level and local level. We had district attorneys that, quite honestly, weren't all that interested in prosecuting people for drugs. They felt that the war on drugs in the past had been a failure. Chesa Boudin, until his recall, went so far as to say that he didn't even want them deported after they were convicted because they were brought up here by Honduran cartels and they could suffer or their families could be harmed when they went back to Honduras. Now, that later proved not to be true, and what was in fact happening was the Honduran cartels were enlisting people, and these people were sending back money and building nice homes in Honduras. And so there was a reason for them to come to San Francisco, not the least of which was that it wasn't going to be really tough on them if they got caught. The Fed stepped in and started prosecuting them, and initially and handed out some heavy sentences, but then started getting this idea of going, okay, what we'll do is we'll have them plead out and we'll send them out. So plead out and send out, fast track. What we're going to do is get them back, send them back to Honduras. That would have been against everything on Sanctuary City in San Francisco, but they were doing it. And now the judge says, that's not good enough. What you're doing is we need to actually give these guys crimes, because Judge William Alsup, a federal judge, said it's too lenient. This is public enemy number one, and we're sending the wrong message unless they do time.
So now what?
Well, that's the big question, is what, and here's a couple of the things to think about, because none of this stuff is necessarily all that easy. One is, yes, you know, we could, what the federal prosecutors are trying to do, Patty, is find that sweet spot, as it was explained to me by one of these defense attorneys, is that enough to where the person would plead and move out. So in other words, we get them off the docket, we get them out of court, we get them out of jail, we get them out of the country. As opposed to dragging things out, let's say that they are released on bond. It takes a year for their trial to come up. There's a question about whether you can get a conviction. So the feds were saying, let's get them off the streets and get them out of here. But the judges aren't necessarily happy with that. So what now? There's a tug of war. You either accept the plea bargain or you fight, you go back and you come up with something else. But one thing that's clear here is that whatever the outcomes now, they're not just going to be settled in the halls quietly between attorneys. People, including judges, are calling people out and saying the public's going to hear about this and you're going to be held accountable. And that's what we're starting to see. And that is something new.
Our thanks to KCBS insider Phil Mateer, who'll be on live again tomorrow morning, 7:50 with Margie and Eric.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.